poll for a while, it looked like Ball 56 might say Oldham Athletic or Doncaster Rovers, but it doesn't. Do you think you deserved the win today?
I think it was an even game throughout. You know, we had good spells in the first half. Oldham had a lot of possession in the second half without really cutting us open too much. And the odd goal was always going to win it, but we felt quite confident the way the second half was panning out. You know, Oldham were putting pressure on, that they were pushing players forward, but when you've got players like Theo Robinson, Curtis Mayne, James Coppinger, Kyle Bennett, Harry Forrester when he was on the pitch, you know, we're very incisive when we break and go forward. In the first half, I thought throughout the game we'd actually had better chances. You know, Paddy Kenny's made three wonderful saves, one towards the end as well. So it's an even game, but on chances created, I thought we deserved it.
A couple of big saves from Sam Johnson as well, won it 0-0 and won it 1-0.
Yeah, there was. Sam's a good keeper. We would have been disappointed if he hadn't made the save though. You know, they were both at a good height for him, and maybe Sam's quality, you expect that. The one Paddy Kenny made in the first half from Richie Wellens, and then the one from 3-0 towards the end, you know, they were outstanding saves.
You can tell from your team selection, I guess, that this is a competition that you want to give something to, you want to take seriously.
Absolutely. It's a competition that was very good to me as a player, and in my short time as manager, it's been good to me as well. You know, it's fantastic for the fans. We've just had a load of away games in our own, our fans again today were fantastic, you know, and everybody wants a plum tie in the third round, and that's what we want for the fans more than anything else.
You know how many away games Doncaster have won now this season, all competitions?
It's quite a few, I think.
10.
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't want to say copy about it.
You got there first, Why so good on the road?
I think with the players that we have got, when we win the ball back, we've got very clever footballers who are intelligent and who want to play forward. You know, and possibly when you come away from home, teams are a bit more expansive against you, which leaves the spaces for our attacking players to get in the balls. A lot of the times at home, you know, teams come and bank in and make it very difficult for us to break down, and it's a fine balance we've got to get. But you can only put what's in front of you. You know, we've had a lot of away games in the owner. And we've got a fantastic record recently. You know, it's one defeat in 8 games, I think, undefeated in the last 5. And I think a lot of it's got to do with a consistent team selection as well. You know, and the one game we lost in the 8 was when Luke McCulloch and Andy Butler couldn't play. Since then, we've been able to consistently pick the same back 5, if not the same team, and I think that's a major factor in it.
I wanted to mention Andy Butler. It seemed like the ball was just like laser guided onto his head. He won so many headers, so many challenges.
He did, and he's been outstanding since he came in. What we are seeing is now is what we're seeing the best out of young Luke McCulloch as well. I thought up against Abiri and Forte and Poli when he came on today, I thought the two centre-halves were magnificent.
Does Andy Butler take some credit for that? I don't want to move away from Lee McCulloch too much, but I wonder if playing alongside him has made a difference.
Yeah, well, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, Luke's playing with a lot of confidence. He's got Andy in his ear talking to him all the time and helping him along. And, you know, Andy's made a big difference for us. Andy and Stevens on the other side as well. You know, and as I said, having that consistent back five has made a big difference to us, because defensively today I thought we were excellent.
So you feel you're more, Doncaster Rovers, maybe more resilient now than they were earlier in the season, since you've gone on this run?
I think we have done, but you know that in repeating myself here, that's due to consistently being able to pick the same players and them getting some coherence and amongst themselves and knowing what each other's going to do and playing together, training together all the time. You know, I think we're reaping the benefits of that too.
Do you anticipate that might be a problem in the coming weeks? Because this is the busy time, isn't it? 6 games in 4 weeks. I guess it's hard to name same team week in, week out.
We've just had that. You know, we've just had a lot of games in short, and I've got to praise the players' fitness levels as well. I thought they were outstanding today after 3 really tough away games in a week. You know, towards the end there, even when we scored at 1-0, we had 6 and 7 players breaking forward, which is fantastic. I had my heart in my mouth in case it broke down right enough. You know, but they're showing that they're strong, they're fit. All of them have been training consistently, which we didn't have at the start of the season. You know, and when you take that consistent team selection, having a stronger bench, having players really chomping at the bit, players coming off the bench and making an impression, it makes a big difference.
So the fitness could be key, I guess. I know you've just had a long run and you've got another one coming up, but if you can be one of the fitter teams in the league.
It's not so much one of the fitter teams, it's keeping your players fit as well and getting them up to speed with match time. You know, at the start of the season we had to chop and change through injuries and suspensions. At the minute we don't have to do that, and we've got a lot of players, a lot of fantastic professionals sitting on the bench chomping at the bit to make an impression. And you know, going forward, that's what you want, because if somebody does get injured or's not quite right for the next game, you know, one of their teammates is really hungry to come in and impress.
And if I ask you who you'd like in the next round, you'll probably say anyone's a good draw, but there must be a couple of teams who you'll be thinking about.
It would be lovely. There's a club, one of my old clubs not too far from here, that would be really nice for me. But look, there's nothing better than sitting at home watching the FA Cup draw, knowing that you're in the hat. So I'll be looking forward to that Monday night.
I'm assuming you're talking about Manchester City there.
Yeah, you say that. Yes, that'd be good. Look, it's everybody's dream, going into the third round. Who's in there that's outside the Championship and the Premier League to get one of the big boys and we're no different.
And finally, I guess on a serious point to that, a team like Doncaster Rovers, it's not just about the glamour, is it? I guess it can be a financial help as well.
It's massive. It's massive for all clubs. And we're no different to that. You know, I know through my time being here, drawing Liverpool twice, it made an unbelievable difference to the finances of the football club, and we'll be no different.